And welcome to Region Park Focus, Catch the Flavor Radio, 600 Dundas. It's your girl, ICE. We're here with the rest of the crew. You know how we do it in here. Anyways, seeing that it's Black History Month, you know, we have a special guest with us today, Robert Small. So welcome to the space.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And he's here with us. He's an artist behind, I'm sure that, you can't see it right now, but... I'm sure everyone has probably seen his posters. He paints them, and actually they're around Black History Month. They're entitled Legacy.
Yeah, that's the name of it, yeah.
Okay, and basically you've been doing this for 13 years now, right?
Yeah, I've been doing it for 13 years. For 12 years, I was calling it the official Black History Month poster. Yeah, so that's my the former name, right?
What made you just kind of... decided to call it Legacy instead of...
Yeah, well, I was thinking that with regards to Black people in general, that historically, like, at one time, Black people were called themselves and were called, like, Negro, then colored, then Black. And I think, and oftentimes when people think about those different name changes, they think of it in a negative way, but I think of it as a positive thing, that it's a progression towards reclaiming your African identity and a search for that identity. And it's just a progress of thought, right? You know, so myself, like I decided to stop calling it the official Black History Month poster because I thought there would be a time that we, in 20 years from now, let's say, that we call ourselves African Canadian because we realize that our African experience has brought us to Canada and they're all linked. You know, and I didn't want to put all this time calling it the official Black History Month poster then be seen as some guy that's, you know, isn't in touch with the times but still referring to as Black. Because if I asked all six people in the room right now, what does Black mean, we'd all come up with six different answers, right? Yeah. So it's kind of a statement on our confusion, too.
Yeah, no, yeah. For sure. And I really like that name, Legacy. I think that really suits the whole idea behind the poster. This particular poster, well, you can't see it, but if you guys want to check it out, he does have his posters up on the website. It's www.thesmallgallery.ca. But maybe you could just explain kind of how you came up with the concept for this particular poster and kind of who's on it and kind of break it down.
Yeah, what I thought about, like, I've been doing work in the Black community for over, 15 years now. And one thing that was always a constant was the fact that, you know, Black women have always been, like, at the forefront, you know, at the forefront where it comes to doing the work, but not necessarily in the forefront when all the glories to be had and the cameras come around, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I thought it would just be fitting, like, this first year that I'm doing the poster, under calling it a different name, was to demonstrate that these three Black women, and coming from the community level to the federal level, the community level being Stephanie Payne, who's been working in the Jaden Finch area for many years, Dr. Avis Glaze, who works with the Ontario government, and Michelle Jean, who's the first Black Governor General of Canada, that demonstrates that Black women have worked from top to bottom in getting our community forward, and their achievements should be recognized. Yeah. And below these three women are three other young little girls, and the whole theme is just basically to demonstrate that one generation will definitely inherit the excellence and the contributions and the strides that one generation has made, right? And push forward after that.
Also kind of like the younger generation graduate. I see, is that kind of like they're graduating? Is that sort of supposed to be like their graduating outfits? Or
yeah, well, it's funny because I was actually trying to make it that they're singing, right? But then everybody's referring to them as graduation outfits. So so it's kind of off, right? You're like the second person that said that. So now I just confirm that they're graduation outfits. So the next interview that I have, I'm going to say they're graduation outfits, right? Yeah, you know, but one thing about art is that you can see it in different ways, right?
Yeah,
and yeah, graduation is probably even more fitting given the title and such like that and the theme. So,
and so, like, I noticed you have sort of the sky in the background, and down here you have celebrating African Canadian women.
Mm-hmm.
What did you put the piece like on the bottom? It guys kind of breaks down history.
It just basically describes what these women have accomplished. Right, and it's both in French and English, and also this image is actually in every branch of the Bank of Montreal across Canada. you know. So that happened this year. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the one thing that I take from it is that when people talk to Black youth or just youth in general, they always talk about these historical people and making us and put them on a pedestal, make it seem like you can be like that person, you know. But I think the one thing that you should probably take, that we all should take note of, is that there's certain attributes that people can have regardless of their economic standing, you know, with respect to drive, determination, willpower, and emphasize those things in order to be successful too, but not make it seem like you just have to emulate this person in order to be successful. Like, you should really be yourself, yeah, and then push forward from there once you identify who you are, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. And how did the whole, like, you're saying you started 13 years ago and it kind of got started. You said you were thinking, like, how did it all begin? Like you mentioned before, you kind of thought, well, why don't you create a poster? Mm-hmm. Like, what were your thoughts like at the time when you first started?
Well, at the time, I was straight out of university, at the University of Windsor, and I'd be going to go see, like, Louis Farrakhan rallies and all this stuff, right? So I was still thinking about how to change the world, right? And change the world while pay off my bills, right, at the same time. So I looked at my art, and my art at the time all focused on the Black experience in some way, shape, or form. So I thought about creating I said to myself, well, why don't I create a poster for Black History Month and give it away if someone buys my other artwork, and it would get my name out there as an artist, it would promote Black history. And I thought about what to call it, and I said, well, you know, maybe I should call it the Black Poster, the Black History Poster, the Black History Month Poster. And I said, well, why don't I call it the Official Black History Month Poster, because at the time there wasn't any other poster out there, and I thought it sounded good. Right. So I just went for it. And over the course of time, people would always ask me, like, who gave you authority to call it the Official Black History Month Poster? And my first answer is me. Right. You know, I trademarked it. I thought about it. And that's it. Because oftentimes people look, especially with respect to, like, Black people, like, we always look for validation outside of ourselves. You know, and I think it catches people off guard when somebody does something that just validates who they are, period, and just goes for it without looking for someone to knight them on the head with a magic spear, you know, so.
And I know that I've seen these distributed, like, I've seen, definitely seen some of your past stuff in schools and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I think it's really positive for you to see, like, you know what I mean, that aspect. Like, I know last show we had our Black History Month show, and we were talking about how it's not so much learned, like, it's not really learned a lot about just people in Canadian history and a lot of the huge contributions that the Black community have had in not only in Canada, but specifically in Canada, thinking that our education system would sort of, like, give us more background about certain people.
Yeah.
And, you know, Leo was talking about certain things and none of us knew until he started, you know, until we actually talked about it.
Yeah.
But these are Canadian people that had huge, like, contributions to our history here.
Yeah, exactly.
That we don't know about necessarily, mm-hmm. right? So I think stuff like that is good. And also just to look up as role models. But in the same way that you said, you don't have to necessarily be like that person exactly, but at least mm-hmm. it's something to, you know what I mean? Like, just
yeah.
that reflects our community, not just one part of our community, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly. And the thing about it is, like, once again, like, you know, like, my experience isn't that much different than a lot of other people. Like, people are looking at me at 38, but if they looked at me at 18, they would have seen somebody that had to repeat grade 13, right? You know, and probably a lot of people that went to school with me would laugh if they see me talking to kids right now, right? Because they remember me running off to clubs. And if they looked at me at 15, it'll be someone just drawing Spider-Man and, you know, and thinking about going to New York to become a comic book artist. So gradually, like, even though you might be a certain person now, you know, like 20 years from now, you never know what's going to happen. And if someone told me so many years ago that, yeah, your artwork's going to be in every branch of the Bank of Montreal, and you know what? You're going to be painting Black people, right? I'd have laughed at them and laughed at them hard, because I couldn't even see – it was so bad at the time that I would have – like, as a kid, you'd have to wait until, like, the Black – like, Essence had a black award show, in order to see black commercials, and we like would wait this, like once every year to see that, right? You know, so even so now, like when I see it, when you see like BET or these or a lot of other black programs on, you know, those type of images weren't even available to me when I was like when I was 13 and stuff like that. It was like Good Times and stuff like that in the Jefferson, and that's as far as it went, right? So, you know, so you just have to look at the positive things too. But also you have to show that you can pay a contribution in bringing those images forth, because you can't wait for other people to do things for you, right? Because if they have the choice, they're not going to, because it doesn't suit their interest, right? You know, so.
And I see like some, I guess, sponsors on the bottom as well, I guess, that support the, not the poster, but everything that it's kind of about and represents. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to see certain, you know, things supporting that initiative, right? I noticed the Toronto Police is on there as well.
Yeah, the Toronto Police is on there, right? So, yeah, so in my mind, like, this poster is part of my own personal agenda of getting positive images of black people out there, you know, because several years ago, probably about 7 or 8 years ago, I was invited to come talk to this one school and talk to the black kids there. So I walk in the door, and the black kids turn around, the white teacher that brought me, you know, brings me in, and they start laughing, right? So I'm like kind of shaking my head in my mind. I'm going, okay, well, why are they laughing? It's the way I'm dressed or something like that. It's something on my face, you know, and I just kind of pawned it off, and I just played off like it wasn't something I was thinking about, even though throughout the whole hour I'm going, what were they laughing about, right? So at the end of it, you know, they were joking around with me, they were talking. The teacher leaves the room, so I'm not going home without asking them what it is, right? So I go to them, well, okay, when I came in, like, why were you laughing, right? So they start laughing again, and then they say, no, sir, don't take offense to it. The reason why we started laughing is because when you walked in the door, our teacher for the last 4 years has brought white people in to talk to us about black history, right? So when we walked in and you were black, we started laughing because we were expecting you to be white, right? And on top of that, we see this poster all over the place, and we thought of it about it as being really successful, so we didn't think a black person made it.
Wow.
Right? You know, and so then ever since then, like, I never really consciously, like, was made a point to tell people that I was black and the poster was made by a black person and thought of as a black person, by a black person. But ever since then, I started thinking, like, you know, how could they think that it was made by somebody not from their community, right? Yeah. You know, but I think it's important for youth as well as black people in the community to realize that, and realize that you have the power to change things, right? Because it's just me alone that's getting this poster and all the branches of the Bank of Montreal. So the same way that I was able to do that is the same way that other people can. But it's a matter of channeling who you are and pushing forward with it and having the strength of will to do it.
Yeah. No, for sure. I think Jerry has a comment.
Yeah. Just try to play the participant role here. So actually, I was just about to ask you about those sponsors there at the bottom. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, like, how long did it take you to actually collect all these sponsors? I see the BMO, Western Union, TD Bank, you know, Toronto Police Service, and all these different cities. Like, I mean, it didn't happen just overnight.
For all
these sponsors, right?
Yeah, it's over the course of 13 years, right? Like, originally, like, in order to create the poster when I started it, I originally started going to black businesses and asking them to sponsor it, you know, and then in return for sponsoring it, I would give them like 50 or 100 posters to give out to their customers during Black History Month, because people would always complain about that, oh, black businesses don't appreciate their customers, they kiss their teeth when you're walking through, you know. So I thought that would be a good way of them dispelling those type of myths, you know. So for the first 3 years, it was just purely black businesses and black newspapers that were supporting it. And then one day, this guy from Loblaws said that he would sponsor it, right? So at that time, I'm going, yeah, you know, why not? You know, I need the money to get rid of this debt, right? You know, and so then, so I was the first sponsor. You know, and it's funny because how people reacted to it, is that even though they've seen the poster 3 years, but suddenly when Loblaw sponsored it, they started making comments like, oh, you've arrived and stuff. And I was going, well, I arrived before. You know, well, why would you think that just because a corporation sponsors it, that now it's somehow validated and such, right? You know, but the needless to say, like, I appreciated Loblaw's sponsorship, you know, but the one thing that was important was that they provided me with, and all these other corporations, like, provide me with a vehicle to reach more people. Because with the Bank of Montreal, they sponsored it, then they put it in the bank, and, you know, it's in Vancouver, in a branch in Vancouver, or places where there's no black people at all.
They give you a ride to go, like, just for, like, Loblaws actually gave you a ride or something? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, like, that started it all.
Okay.
Because I wasn't really thinking about going to corporations to get them to sponsor it. But then gradually, each year, I went to different corporations, and I would just send them a proposal and a letter to see if they would be interested. And, you know, and a lot of them caught on because I would just show them that it was a means. Also, that was a means for them to reach the Canadian community and demonstrate that they're wanting to invest in the black community too, right? So they put it up in there. Like Western Union sends it off to their offices, and the Bank of Montreal put in their bench, and with TD they did it as well. With the Toronto Police Service and the other police services, you know, they would have Black History Month events and give it out to kids and such like that. And I know that there's always, like, rifts between the police and the black community in general. But regardless, you know, of those problems and the few police officers that cause those problems too, you know, the fact of the matter is that we still have to get a partnership in some way, shape, or form, right? And foster that, because if someone's trying to steal my computer, I want him stopped, right? You know, but in the same instance, you know, but if I'm going to be stopped by the police on the street, like, I want to be treated in a positive manner, right? But it's a matter of just keeping that conversation going to ensure that happens, right?
So do you still go, like, recently have you gone to any schools? Like, do you still go to schools and talk? Like,
I go to schools and I talk to, you know, I talk to students about black history. I talk to them about the people profiled in this poster as well as in my past posters, you know. So I'll just mention the contributions that people have made. But I also talk about how I started as an artist and how it developed gradually into what it's become, right? Yeah.
And just for those tuning in, it's the website is www.thesmallgallery.ca. And I noticed you have your past posters on the site.
Yeah.
And I noticed, I guess it was the first two were black and white.
The first two were black and white, right? Because I couldn't afford color at the time, right?
Were they, so you hand, like, you sketched them?
Yeah, I sketched them. They're on pencil and charcoal.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I'll pull it down.
Yeah, it's down, right? So I focus on people like Harriet Tubman and Josiah Henson and Peter Butler III, who was the first black Canadian officer, police officer. You know, so for me, like, learning a lot about these individual people is inspirational because, you know, just in general with respect to black history, it kind of gives you a snapshot of what other people faced in the past, right? You know, like, let's case in point, there, you know, some in the during the civil rights movement, there were young girls who were like 6 years old who were escorted to school under armed guard because people wanted to kill it because they're the first ones to break into a segregated school, right? Wow. You know, so if 20 years ago a 6 year old can go to school under armed guard, right? Like, what's the excuse now if you just can't wake up at 10 o'clock to go down the street, right?
Yeah.
You know, so, it, you know, I think it puts it in perspective, you know, and it really just should act as an incentive for us to move forward because there's a lot of things that we take for granted now, like, weren't available to people, some people 20 years ago that were of just the same color as you, right? You know, so.
Okay, Robert, I just have a quick question. So I know your posters are all around black history, right?
Yeah.
Is black people your primary target? How well are you received by other ethnic groups?
Well, it's always received positively by other ethnic groups, right? But my foremost thing that I'm thinking about when I'm doing it is how my own community would respond to it. You know, because as far as I'm concerned, like, they're the prime target, you know, to get the message to. But the bottom line is that when people, when other people from other communities see it, you know, they always think of it favorably, right? Because I guess they see what the attempt is being to empower, you know, people of your own community to be to become better and to, you know, and to realize that their history is a powerful history that they can channel.
I just have a quick question. We're running out of time here.
Okay.
Do you think, this is Emmanuel, do you think Black history is important? Because for me, like, I don't see it being important anymore. Like, nobody really celebrate, you know, I don't see people actually celebrating Black history, like the month. Do you think it's necessary to have a...
Well, yeah, it's necessary because it's almost like by saying that, you're almost saying that your own existence won't matter 5 years from now. All right? Because you're part of Black history, right? So don't celebrate me when I'm dead. You know? No one should care about me after I'm dead or what I've done, right? Yeah. You know, you're not the first person that's mentioned that, but that's like the underground comment. But no one would ever question, like, whether we should talk about Abraham Lincoln or whether we should talk about, you know, Bill Clinton and question that, right? Yeah. But people all the time feel that they're well within their rights to question whether or not Black people are important, right? And me, but they wouldn't question other community members. You want to say something now?
You have to bring that topic up at the end of the show. It's going to be a whole new other show.
which topic? The whole thing about whether Black history is important? Yeah.
No, I think that's an important point. What you just said, for sure. I think that it should be taken more seriously, not only in schools, but in other institutions, like universities and colleges as well. You know what I mean? Like, more of a celebratory thing as well.
Yeah.
And recognition, but you know what I mean? And just if someone wanted to get a hold of the poster, I know the website, can they get a hold of you through the website?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me through the website, which is thesmallgallery.ca. They can phone me at 416-265-6428. And just a passing comment, you know, the day that Black history is celebrated in institutions is a day that the community themselves decide that their history is important enough to celebrate. I think it's important enough to celebrate, and as a result, it's in every branch of the Bank of Montreal. I'm one person. All right, you know, so imagine if the other 499,000 Black people decided that their history was important, right? You know, so if I'm having that effect as one person, you know, the rest of them just have to realize that they can do the same or something similar at the very least.
No, and that's a great point. And big respect for you for doing that, you know what I mean? And just putting that out there for others to kind of see that example, for sure. And once again, this is Robert Small, who's the creator of the Black History Month poster, which I'm sure you've seen. Or once again, it's thesmallgallery.ca. And thanks for tuning in. And we'll be in next week, same time, same channel. It's your girl, SE. Holla back.